up with.
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Very excited to have the CEO of Beyond Housing in the studio with us, Celia. Welcome.
Thanks, guys. Really good to be here.
We love having you in, obviously, for amazing causes like what you guys do and what you provide for the homeless of the Goulburn Valley. We don't like talking about it because we don't want to be having these conversations, but it is important that people are aware. So you may have heard, obviously, we do talk about it a lot because Shepparton in particular has the largest homeless population in regional Victoria. It's a stat we continue to talk about because we want it to change. Now, summer's around the corner, Celia. How's it going to affect the people that are homeless, and how does it affect your organisation as well?
I think with any extreme weather, whether that's extreme cold or extreme heat, mm-hmm. that has a significant impact on the health and well-being of people who are sleeping rough.
Mm-hmm.
Also with things like the arrival of summer, there's a lot more tourism in the GV.
Mm.
And so that places greater pressure on accommodation providers, meaning the people that we see have less access.
So the emergency housing that you often put some of your people into, it's just not there.
Not as available, absolutely. And also in summer, there's events that happen in the GV.
Of course.
You know, the Spring Car Nationals is one of those. And if we try and get accommodation on that weekend, it's almost impossible.
So what do people do? That's when they do what I had to kind of live out. They're sleeping in their cars, they're going bush, that sort of thing.
If they have a car, and a lot of the people we talk to don't. But it also may be things like, again, that couch surfing, often sleeping rough, that kind of thing as well.
Hey, there is one person that I want to introduce you to.
Okay.
They heard about what you guys do.
Yeah.
They love what Beyond Housing do. And so he's joining us in the studio now.
Travis from Anaconda, welcome to the studio.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Now, you guys got in touch with us because you heard we've been speaking about homelessness a lot on the show, particularly Josiah did his sleep out while I was on holidays, and you guys wanted to get involved.
Yeah, definitely. So we were approached by Josiah and the team, really want to help out. So what we'd like to do at Anaconda is donate 20 tents to Beyond Housing.
Wow.
Hopefully that can help you guys out a bit.
You guys didn't tell me, you might make me cry. Wow, Travis, that is absolutely amazing. We just sincerely appreciate your generosity. And for a large business like Anaconda, thinking about the community in which we're in and the people that possibly aren't even customers of your store, probably, that's just really phenomenal. I really appreciate that. That's wow.
There's summer coming, like we just said, as well. 20, and they are two-man tents as well for the people.
Yep,
so that'll help out a lot of people that you guys look after.
And look, for us, I mean, we always say housing's what solves homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
End of story, but it's not really the end of the story because there's a whole heap of that harm minimisation that we have to do before housing turns up. Housing is expensive and it takes a long time. So there's things like tents, which whilst in many ways we say, oh, not ideal, but significant impact on people who may have nothing else. And it's part of one of those harm minimisation strategies, and we're just incredibly grateful.
And it does put that roof over someone's that head, even if it is temporarily. So if it helps out a couple or a family or an individual, that's amazing. So, Travis, thank you so much. Your generosity for the local community is amazing.
No, that's fine. No worries, guys.
Thanks so much, Travis. Appreciate it.
We have also had some other donations pouring in from the community. Okay. SPC Factory Sales, they've helped us out. They've donated some deodorant for ladies and for men and some Band-Aids as well.
Oh, fantastic.
And Pentel Soaps, who are great supporters of the community, they've got around it as well and donated some soaps and some shampoos and conditioner. Plus, there's hairbrushes and toothbrushes and so much stuff that, you know, the community wants to give back to you guys and to the homeless community. So it's all coming your way.
That is so amazing. And you know, just the kindness and generosity of a community like the GV is just amazing. And as we continue to work towards enough housing for everybody, there's things that we need to do in the meantime, and that's that harm minimisation, which is exactly what these donations are doing.
Yeah, so if you are a local business or a person that has been touched by what Celia and the team do at Beyond Housing, get in touch with us, or more specifically, get in touch with Beyond Housing now. Go give them a visit. Go to their website. You can donate on there as well. Or if you want to get in touch and organise something else, make sure you speak to the team. We love what you guys do. Thanks, Travis from Anaconda. We appreciate it.
No worries.
And Celia, thank you so much for what you're continuing to do for the community. We want to end homeless, don't we?
We do. We do. And thank you so much, Josiah and Ellie, for your ongoing interest and support. It's really appreciated.
No worries at all. All right. I feel good now. I've got warm fuzzies, guys. I never feel good on a Monday, so...